I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. We pay our respects to their elders past and present, and to the traditional owners of the game Mangrook, without which our game wouldn't exist. This is Footy Actually, brought to you by Play On Radio.
Hello and welcome to Footy Actually, the alternative listening footy podcast for diehard fans. My name is Kel Rowe, and I'm here once again with my special co-host, Aish Fravi. How you doing, Aish?
Hey, Kel. Let's get stuck into this week's footy. So round two's been really exciting, some awesome games.
Yeah, there was some excellent contested footy, a huge upset, and some promising form across the competition. To start the round, we, of course, had footy back on the big stage. Two teams going at it on the MCG. In fact, two teams, Melbourne and North, that always have an extremely tight contested game with some of the lowest scoring margins in the competition. This matchup was no exception, with Melbourne hanging on to the lead by just 2 points at the final siren, thanks to the MCG magic of Alyssa Bannon, of course. There was a lot to like about this game, particularly for the Roos, despite their loss. New Irish recruits in Erica O'Shea and Vicky Wall. And Kim Rennie finally finding some rhythm after a bit of injury-interrupted season, giving Emma King a bit more freedom to impact up forward. It was a pretty excellent opener for the weekend of footy. What did you think of that one, Aish?
A special game played at the G. It was a really tight contest, and I felt like Alyssa Bannon saved the game for the Ds. And, you know, North Melbourne did play really well. But, yeah, just those goals in the end definitely, helped the Ds.
Yeah, absolutely. I really agree. Who are your play on performer votes for this game?
My best was Daisy Pierce for 3, Karen Paxton for 2, and Libby Birch for 1.
So I've given Tyler Hanks 3 votes. She had 23 disposals and 6 tackles, a bit of a workhorse in the middle there. I've given Ash Riddell 2 votes with 26 disposals and 8 tackles. She also had an extremely solid game, one that we've come to know from her in the middle. And I've given 1 vote to Kim Rennie because it's really great to see her having a great season that's largely unimpacted by injury. She's been able to find a rhythm. And she had 10 disposals, 18 hitouts, and 4 tackles, which is a pretty solid ruck work.
That's great. No, great game.
Now, our second game for the weekend was Richmond hosting Adelaide. And I really thought the game effort wasn't reflected on the scoreboard for the Tigers here. Richmond really took it to the reigning premiers and nearly snatched it, only to be undone by the accuracy in front of goals. The two really different styles of footy played out. Richmond were pretty keen to create a bit of chaos footy and penetrate their scoring 50, while Adelaide were happy to slow it down with some good old kick-to-mark possession footy. It was a tussle for 3 quarters, and the final quarter really just saw the tide change in the direction of the Crows, particularly with Abby Ballard delivering. She kicked 2 crucial goals to seal a 9-point victory for the reigning premiers. What did you reckon, Amish?
Yeah, I was really excited to watch this game, which could have gone either way. Adelaide converting their scoring opportunities and, you know, won. And, yeah, I think Richmond just definitely need to work on some of their goal scoring and being able to convert some of the opportunities, as that's really what let them down, I felt.
And who are your player on performer votes for the round?
My 3 votes were for Abby Ballard, 2 for Chelsea Randall, and 1 for Monique Conti. Definitely enjoyed watching her play.
Yeah, awesome. I've got Anne Hatchard for 3 votes. She had 26 disposals and 5 tackles. Mon Conti for 2 votes with 26 disposals and 7 tackles. Obviously, these two went out at hammer and tongs in the middle. It was a pretty entertaining game to watch. And I've given 1 vote to Abby Ballard, who, of course, kicked those 2 goals. She had 9 disposals and 4 tackles, and also earned the Rising Star nom for the week too, which is great to see. In our third game for the weekend, A sold-out crowd welcomed Port Adelaide to the deck for their first home game at Alberton, but they were unable to get on top of the classy Bulldogs outfit. The visitors were clear winners of the ball. Doubling the inside 50 count and outmarking their opponents in front of goal was really only overshadowed by the injury blow dealt to Britt Gutnik. We now know that she's had surgery in Adelaide, sustaining a broken tibia and fibula, so it's going to be a long road of recovery for the young dog. Despite that on-field trauma, the Dogs were able to lock in their dominance for the remainder of the game and claim the 4 points for the round. What did you think of that one, Aish?
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, dominating display from the Doggies. I had my three votes as Ellie Blackburn and then Isabel Pritchard as two and Kirsty Lamb for one.
I've got Kirsty Lamb for three votes. 18 disposals and five tackles, obviously continuing on her form from last season. I've given Izzy Pritchard the two votes. I've really enjoyed seeing Izzy grow over the last couple of seasons. She's had 16 disposals and three tackles in this game, obviously important for the Dogs' midfield and important for finding that connection down forward. And I've also given one vote to Hannah Ewings from Port. She had 10 disposals and seven tackles, so she was in it quite a lot with some pretty solid tackling pressure, which is great to see from the new recruit.
For sure.
Game four for the weekend. This was the upset of the round for me, with the Cats outplaying the Dockers and keeping them to just one behind, which is the lowest score in AFLW history. Some really impressive development from Geelong this season. It's really nice to see their game finally coming together. Previously, they've kind of struggled to find connection in their forward line, mostly just opting to bomb it in the hope that their players get on the end of it. Now there's a much more thought out game process where they position their ball winners at the contest. And once they win the ball, they move it swiftly up the corridor. It's a pretty disappointing result for Fremantle, who've struggled to find form in the first two rounds of the season. Hopefully that changes for them this week. What did you think of that one, Aish?
That was, Freo had the lowest score in AFLW history for any team. So really, I guess the question is, how does Freo go from a prelim to now recording the lowest score in history? And possibly that could be due to losing players to expansion clubs and possible injuries decimating their, you know, compelling ball movement that they've usually become famous for. So Freo have a lot of, like, you know, just questions and problems to solve, I'd say, before their next round. But yeah, Geelong continued their impressive form. So Geelong had more scoring opportunities and, you know, the margin really could have been a lot more in this game.
Absolutely. And who are you playing on performer votes for the round?
So Nina Morrison for me had three votes, McDonald for two, and Prisparkis had my one.
Yeah, I've given Amy McDonald three. She's been a force for Geelong in the last two games. Really huge impact through the middle. She had 29 disposals and five tackles. I've given Georgie Prisparkis two votes. She had 20 disposals and five tackles, so obviously pretty key alongside McDonald there too. And I've given Nina Morrison one vote for 13 disposals, eight tackles and one goal. Obviously pretty hard to split the votes across Geelong this week. There's a pretty solid team performances from a lot of their players. So for fifth game of the round, we had two traditional rivals going head-to-head early Sunday morning, obviously the Blues and the Bombers. The Blues narrowly surviving the Bombers' late-term surge to come away with a one-point win made me very nervous. There was a lot in this game. Plenty of chat during the week about former teammates matching up in the game. But I think the Blues are really determined to let their footy do the talking. They were attacking from the start, which is not really something we've seen from them before. So really great to see that building. And they hit the scoreboard early, thanks to a superstar snap from Darcy Bessio, building on that lead at every change. Essendon came into the fourth quarter, 21 points down, but they managed to scrap back via contested pressure and made the most of their opportunity in front of the goals. It was a nervous one for this Baggers fan, but a really, really fun game of football to watch. What did you think of that one, Aish?
So it was a great comeback from Essendon. Bonnie Toogood had 16 disposals for Essendon and, you know, was quite switched on and created some scoring opportunities for the Bombers. So, yeah, the first-year draftee for Essendon also scored a goal. Good to see. But, yeah, for Carlton, Darcy Vesio scored three goals. So it's really good to see, and hopefully we see Darcy in that great form for the rest of the season.
And who are your player and performer votes for the round?
So my three votes went to Kane, two to Phillips, and one to Prisparkis.
I've given Mim Hill three votes. Obviously, he's very, very consistent in the middle for Carlton. 21 disposals and four tackles in this game. I've given Maddie Prisparkis two votes. She had 21 disposals also and six tackles. And I've given Keely Skepper one vote She was on debut for Carlton this week, 14 disposals, 2 tackles, and kicked her first goal. So always great to see.
In our sixth game for the weekend, we had the Swans coming down to Victoria for their first AFLW game in Victoria against the Magpies at Victoria Park. The Swans started well, leading at the first change, but the Magpies' elite forward pressure and contested ball winning again saw them home for the 31-point win. The Pies overwhelmingly won on the stat sheet for the day, particularly in their scoring territory, claiming 35 inside 50s, 11 marks. Geordie Membry picked up where she left off, kicking 2 for the Pies and securing the most ever goals on the trot in both the AFLW and the AFLM. The Swans are still looking for success, but they're really performing as well as I'd expect them to for an expansion side with limited match fitness. What do you think about that one, Aish?
Again, very dominant performance from Collingwood. So it's exciting to see what the type of football Collingwood are playing. But yeah, I think playing an expansion team in Sydney. Sydney have a lot of work to do this next round. My 3 votes went to Jamie Lambert, 2 to Jordan Allen, and 1 to Jordan Membry.
Yeah, absolutely. My play on performer votes for the week are Jamie Lambert for 3. She had 20 disposals and 5 tackles, so pretty good effort in the middle. Although she did finish the game early with a bit of an ankle complaint, which looks like she's a test this week. I've given Slysha 2 votes. She had a pretty solid day in the middle as well with 16 disposals and 6 tackles. And of course, I've given 1 vote to Geordie Membry, 9 disposals, 3 tackles, and 2 goals. We love to see it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In our 7th game for the weekend, we went to Canberra to see GWS take on the Lions. This game looked to be all GWS if you only watched the first term, with the home side keeping their contenders goalless whilst kicking 2 straight. But you shouldn't really ever underestimate the Lions. They roared into the second quarter and burned away for a massive 47-point win. Bates was huge for her side. She really turned things around after a quiet opening quarter. But it was a true team performance, as we've come to expect from Brisbane, with 8 different scoring avenues and blitzing run and carry. GWS were unable to capitalise on their initial intensity and were further hampered by the loss of defender Pepper Randall late in the first half. I also read today that Tate Mackerel and Chloe Dalton are out for a few weeks apiece too, which is not ideal for GWS. What did you reckon about that one, Nish?
Yeah, GWS v Brisbane, complete dominance from Brisbane. It was good to see GWS start strong, but yeah, they only really registered 1 more goal after the first quarter while Brisbane piled on 10. So Brisbane were just really dominant and it's hard to see a team stop them this season. So yeah, look forward to seeing how strong they continue to get.
Absolutely. Who are your play on performer votes for this one?
My 3 votes goes to Emily Bates, who had 2 goals and 20 disposals, 2 for Nat Grider and 1 for Alice Parker.
Nice, nice. So my play on performer votes for this game, I've given 3 votes to Emily Bates. Pretty hard to go past her. She had 20 disposals, 6 tackles and 2 goals. I've given 2 to Talia Hickey. She had a pretty good day in the middle, rucking 10 disposals, 34 hitouts and 4 tackles. So pretty solid effort for a ruck. And I've given 1 vote to Elise Parker, who had 27 disposals. I think that was the match high, and 6 tackles and 1 goal for her side. Pretty excellent effort. I know the Elise Parker fan club will be pleased. In our second last game for the weekend, the Saints took on Hawthorn at Box Hill. The Saints are just looking like a completely different side after their brief off season. The ball movement, the impenetrable defence, and some tall forwards absolutely hitting their straps. It's really impressive. It's disappointing for the Hawks in their first home game, especially given the first home losses of Tam Luke to ACL and Lou Stevenson to an ankle fracture. Jade Van Dyke was another casualty to an injury-riddled round. She suffered an ACL tear also, so really not a great round for injuries. The bright spot in this dreary game for Hawthorn was, of course, Tilly Lucas-Rodd, who worked tirelessly in the middle to try and turn the game in her side's favour. Despite having relatively equal inside 50s, the Hawks were unable to match it with the Saints forwards, who were pretty dangerous in front of goals, kicking away for a 53-point win.
Oh, I mean, it's not a performance for Saints, who've had a really good start to the season. So St Kilda playing some really good football. You know, however, having played two expansion teams in the first two rounds, you know, the next game versus Melbourne will tell us what type of team the Saints are and will be. So that'll be really exciting to watch.
Who will you play on performer votes for this one?
My votes, so three goes to Caitlin Greiser, kicking three goals. Two to Tilly Lucas-Rudd, who had best on ground performance against her old team for the Hawks. So that was really good to see. And one for Liv Vesely.
Yeah, absolutely. I've given three votes to Bianca Jacobson. She had 21 disposals and three tackles. Was largely responsible for patrolling the Saints' backline and reducing the Hawks' scoring options. I've given two votes to Caitlin Greiser. She had seven disposals, one tackle, but three goals, really, really classy goals from her. And of course, I've given one vote to Tilly Lucas-Rodd. She had 21 disposals and 13 tackles for her side. So huge game in the middle, just didn't go her way, unfortunately. Our final game for the round saw the Gold Coast Suns secure their first win of the season by 33 points. They bounced back with intensity after a comprehensive loss to the Roos the week before. Courtney Jones was on debut and slotted two for the Suns, continuing her scoring form off the back of her season with Carlton, whilst West Coast really struggled to win possession of the ball outside of the first 10 minutes of the game. The Suns midfielders worked hard around the contest and delivered, sending the ball inside their scoring 50 on 31 occasions, with the side converting via six different scoring avenues. So that's good to see considering the personnel changeover at the Suns in the offseason. What did you think of that one?
It was a really exciting game to watch, this one. It was a really good whole team performance by the Suns. A lot of contributors towards this win. 3-2-1 votes goes to three to Ali Drennan, who kicked three goals and had 24 touches, which is awesome. Two to Courtney Jones and one to Claudia Whitford, who had 21 disposals and four tackles.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I've given Ali Drennan three. She had 24 disposals, nine tackles and one goal. I love Ali. I really think she's a pretty crucial centerpiece of their midfield. I've given Daisy Darcy two votes. She had 16 disposals and five tackles and also earned the Rising Star nom for the week as well. So we love to see that. And I've given one vote to Dan Hawker. She had 17 disposals and eight tackles for her side. So not a bad outing for her either.
Awesome.
What's your game to watch next round?
I actually think Collingwood, the Cats game.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the Derby games, Derby. Obviously, in New South Wales, we have GWS taking on the Swans, meeting for the first time. And, of course, we have the Q clash up in Queensland between the Lions and the Suns. So always love those games when they come about. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I know, because that'll be exciting. I think it'll be a really awesome contest.
Well, that's a wrap of our round two recap for the AFLW Season 7. If you'd like to follow along with us this season, be sure to follow us on Twitter. You can find me at @Ro_Kel and also at @PlayOnRadioMelb. And you can find H at H_Ravi1. That's it from us for now. Thanks for listening and we'll catch you next time on Footy Actually.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
it. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.